All right, so we've got Chair Jennifer Campbell here. We've got Alder Ugarez here. Alder Dina Nina Martinez Rutherford is here. Alder Conklin, I do not see. Angela Jones is here. Tiffany Malone is here. Megan Miller is here. And Matt Fair is here as well. So I'll mark Alder Conklin excused, and that concludes the attendance. Chair, the floor is yours.
Golly. All right, here we go. First order of business approval of the minutes from the May 2nd meeting, graciously chaired by Matt Fair. If we have a motion to approve those. Thank you, Angie. A second by Alder Uguer. No. Oh, Angie has a question. Let's do it. If Ben will unmute you, we'll see.
Yep, thank you. So on the notes, it does have me both as at the meeting, but then also excused for the meeting. So I just need that to be corrected. I was not at the meeting for the last time. Thank you. But
There
then
in
I do
spirit, I'm
approve
sure.
in spirit, absolutely. But then I can, of course, approve the motion, right? Yeah.
Okay, we will take the minutes as amended. We'll take the motion. Let Angie do it. She corrected those. Second by Matt Fair, unless it's a point of order. Great. We'll take that. Any discussion? Seeing nothing, we will have it approved by unanimous consent. Moving on. Public comment, Ben, we have anybody, anything?
There is no one registered for public comment.
Fantastic. Y'all, this is going to be a brief one tonight, I do believe. Disclosures and recusals. Any members of the body making required disclosures or recusals, please speak now. Forever hold your peace. Great. Well, that'll be uncommon going forward, I'm sure, but we'll take it for tonight. New business. Affordable housing tax credit RFP, probably our biggest show of the year. Lynette, you gonna or Julie? Julie's gonna take us through.
Yep, Julie's
But
here.
before we do, are we approving this or just talking about it?
Nope, you just discussion before we post.
Fantastic. I didn't even do anything out of order. Okay, Julie.
All right. Hi, folks. How you doing?
Wonderful.
Let me just get this going.
Alder Dina Nina, is that a cat or a dog? Do a thumbs up for a cat or like thumbs down for a dog? Although that's the opposite of how I feel. I don't know why I said it that way. Yeah. Okay, it's a dog. Great.
All
Anyhow,
right,
Julie, go ahead.
can folks see the screen?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, so this is the 2024 draft RFP for Affordable Housing Fund projects seeking tax credits. The theme for this year is that it's the same as last year for the most part. There's little tweaks here and there, but after several years of several big lifts, what you're going to see is very much the same as previous years. So aggressive new construction, preservation if we can get it, rehab if we can get it. You've seen these objectives many times before. We're trying to align with Imagine Madison, transit, keep people in their neighborhoods, just not concentrate where there's already been a concentration of income and rent restricted housing, align with our RESJI initiatives, and be sustainable, in short. Same as 2023. Our highlights for this year, virtually the same as last year. Our goal is to increase supply, especially of the 30% units, long-term affordability, permanent if we can get it, minimum of 40 years, a much improved tenant selection standards that we, thanks to your help last year, got 100% agreement from six developers last year. And so we're looking forward to those being implemented and seeing much improvement in that area. Sustainability, a map aligned with TOD, and a minor tweak on those projects that are seeking about 4% tax credits. We want them to be just as deeply affordable as the 4 and 4 plus the 9%. The map, same as last year, pretty much. After a couple years of some major overhauls, you know, there's minor tweaks where Metro made their adjustments to The lines after the first year of implementation, but otherwise the map is really, really similar to the previous year. Again, the map that we have aligns with where we've been getting projects. The big update on that you're going to see here is that the projects listed in gray there that were previously proposed have, wait for it, if you haven't heard yet, all been approved. Every single project that we sent to WIDA last year was approved. That's four new CDD projects. Two of them had already had tax credits, and then one CDA project. And this includes that 1202 Park Street RFP as well. It does not yet include that CDA. So sorry, this is teeny, but just to give you a brief, you know, reminder of everything that we funded last year. So we're doing what we set out to do here with the map, with the goals and objectives in the RFP. And we are inching up towards almost 3,000 units now over these 10 years. This is the 10-year anniversary, by the way, of putting out an RFP. It occurred to me as I was putting this together. This is the timeline, pretty much the same as last year. We're shooting for end of June, might sneak into July, but essentially you'll see very similar fall timeline. We have to see how this RFP shakes out with the other RFP and with the committee and council calendar. There might be an extra meeting that we need to squeak in there or some adjustment. Not yet finalized, but just wanted to give you a heads up on that. That's pretty much it. I can go into more detail if you want, but I know everybody needs to get out of here for one reason or another tonight.
Oh, we have plenty of time for discussion. We could probably still get out of here in a record time. Alder, Dean, and Nina.
Yeah, first of all, that's all I have, so not first of all, but all in all, I want to give a huge thank you to Lynette and Julie and the entire staff who, when I was concerned about those standards of tenant selection, took it immediately and incorporated it with them to every RFP going forward. I am so proud to be on this committee and know people that are committed to really making a difference. And that is something that I tell everyone I talk to you about. And I'm so grateful to you all for that. So huge thank you.
Well, that's awesome. Thank you for that. Alder Uguer.
Yes, I had a chance to wade into the fine print in the RFP.
Lucky.
Yes, and just wanted to express my appreciation. I don't know how many years this has been done, but I think the...
10 this year.
Well, let me finish. The incentivization of sustainability features and efficiency and so forth is truly appreciated and important, not just for the city, but for the people who will occupy these structures as well. So thank you very much.
That's great. I don't know if staff, do you know offhand how long we've been doing sustainability features in the RFP?
Absolutely. The story on that goes that Mayor Rose Conway came in and said, what are we doing about aligning sustainability on these projects? And I said, we got to do a little better. And so we did. We great. Dug in and aligned our programs with Focus on Energy.
Awesome. Any other questions, comments? Seeing none, I'll just say, echoing the appreciation for staff, I think everyone on the committee feels this, so we really get a deep view of how the staff is thinking about housing in the city and how to be inclusive. I was not shy last year about saying that I was miffed at one of our respondents saying, like, I don't think we really need to worry about tenant selection standards. So I'm glad to see that is remaining strong. And I hope, you know, in the pre-conversations that we have with our applicants, we say, you know, it's not entitlement. This is an incentive. And as an incentive, you are required to do these things. And hopefully you are not just doing lip service in order to receive the incentive, but it's actually something you believe in. and hopefully most of them do. But we really like to see all this progress being made. It's tremendous. And I know staff has been working on this for 10 years. I think Matt Fair has been involved in one way or the other since the outset. So it's really tremendous to be able to say, like, 10 years ago, we made this commitment. There's been some setbacks, but there's been a way more success. And so just really, like Alder Dina Nina said, proud to be on this committee and be making this impact alongside y'all.
Thank you. If I may, I just want to give a shout out to everyone else on this team. Matt Frater, who was on the call, John Vogt, and of course, Lynette and Jim, and everybody who has a hand in this. Ben, getting the RFPs out, getting the contracts out. There's a lot that goes on behind the scenes.
Yeah, no doubt. All right. Let's talk about a 2024 year in review. Get this love fest moving along.
All right. So this is just my opportunity to go over the year a glance calendar again with everyone. Mostly because I just want to make sure people are aware that we do have, because holidays are coming up, Labor Day and 4th of July. While we typically meet the first Thursday, we do have some meetings that are going to be scheduled the second Thursday of the month. So I know Ben sends out the calendar invite, but in case people put personal or use a paper calendar still, this is just a reminder. So in July, September, and October, we are meeting on the second Thursdays of those months due to those holidays. The July meeting and the October meeting are going to have to be in-person meetings. It's a requirement by HUD that our public hearings be in-person meetings. So we'll be working on our update to our consolidated plan. That's our five-year plan, and doing the first public hearing in July. And then at that point, we'll also be able to give you some preliminary, probably updates of the community survey that we provided out to and partnered with Dane County, just to give you kind of the first glance of the information that we're receiving back for that consolidated plan. We then write our action plan the following 2 months. We need to finalize it again at a public hearing. So October would be in person for that second public hearing. We do right now expect presentations for that non-tax credit RFP that just closed last Friday, and we're still evaluating just the proposals that came in for making sure that they're all complete. We plan on those presentations being in August. And as Julie just said, right now we're planning the tax credit presentations to be in September. That sometimes can be a rather long night for us, depending on the number of applications that we get in, and also just depending on what else is on that schedule that month. So if we are going to be kind of doing two meetings, we probably might do two meetings in September, just so that we're not here. We do not like to be the common council and be on these calls until 1 o'clock in the morning. We would rather just meet twice. Yep, I see lots of people agreeing. So we'll make that decision once we know in probably closer to August of what's coming in as potential applications of how long those presentations are going to be. And then, like I said, we would then at the end of the year, November right now, plan on making those recommendations. So we, of course, always have things kind of coming in to the pipeline that are small little approvals of small contracts and so forth. There's one update I want to share on this calendar, though. We are going to postpone posting our RFP for our homeownership programs. So for homeownership development, after talking with some of our developers of potential opportunities in our community and through discussions at Housing Strategy Committee of just talking about strategies of how we can improve potentially homeownership opportunities and how the city supports them, the Housing Strategy Committee is working on a housing report that will include recommendations both for the city and for, you know, outside partners of how we can better support homeownership. We want to see what that report kind of comes back and what the Common Council wants to support in that report before we release that RFP. We also know that there's potentially a couple big developments that are still in the works. For instance, like Voigt Farm, that has the opportunity for us to support home ownership that isn't quite ready for us to accept applications. And so we would really be reviewing a lot of kind of probably vague language in those applications. So we have removed that from being posted this year, but we will be then posting it probably at the beginning of 2025. Just a heads up.
Great. My only request on that is right now the July and October meetings from the calendar are showing as virtual. So if you could just update that, I don't know where to be, that it matters. Yep. Thank you. Any questions, comments for staff? Seeing none, we will pitch it over to Jim for staff report.
Hi, everybody. Thank you, Chair. I can see where this meeting is headed, so I'm not going to get in the way of a quick end. I want only to confirm for those of you who might not have heard that the Rethke Terrace and Tree Lane Apartments are under new ownership as of Friday. New owner is Sinair Solutions. All of those units, all 60 at Rethke and 45 Tree Lane, will be affordable. They'll meet that 60% standard. A good number of them will support households a lot lower, with incomes a lot lower than that, but they will all be long-term affordable. So we've been able to make some bit of lemonade out of those lemons. So just wanted to share that with you. It'll be probably a few months before they are ready to bring in new tenants. They've got some work to do to rehabilitate those properties, but we're well on the way to salvaging those as part of our affordable housing portfolio.
Thanks, Jim. I can't recall. Are they totally vacant, or are there some tenants that remain?
There are, as of this week, there are two people remaining at Rethke. Two of the 60 apartments at Rethke Terrace are still occupied, and four or five of the 45 apartments at Tree Lane, at least one of those has secured housing, and Sinair will be working with the four that remain.
Right. Thank you. Any questions for Jim? No? Wow. Guys, pretty good. The fall meetings will not be this quick, so enjoy it while you can. We'll take a motion to adjourn. Somebody search the records to see if this is the shortest CDBG meeting. Thank you, Matt. And a second from Megan, and we are adjourned. 21 minutes. See y'all next month. Bye. Well, I can't find my button, Ben. There it is.